This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burr. A newly declassified U.S. intelligence report released Friday says Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The public blaming of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman amounted to an extraordinary rebuke. Speaking with reporters aboard Air Force One, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there will be a new tone for the administration's relationship with the kingdom.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed. And the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
Riyadh has denied any involvement of the crown prince in Khashoggi's murder. Police say gunmen have abducted over 315 girls from a boarding school in northern Nigeria, the latest in a series of mass kidnappings of students in the West African nation. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A spokesman says police and the military have begun joint operations to rescue the girls after the attack at the Girls' Science Secondary School. One resident said the gunman also held up a nearby military camp and checkpoint, preventing soldiers from interfering while the attackers spent several hours at the school. It's not immediately clear if there'd been any casualties. Several large groups of armed men operate in the region, described by the government as bandits, and are known to kidnap for money and for the release of their members from jail. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.